Yes, I think that Bill's amendment presupposes that the board would agree to the extension of Mr. Agarwal's employment. He has publicly resigned from the position of CFO. It's not a given that the board would agree to extend his employment. So I think that, and if the board comes to that decision, then this motion can be modified. But I think that it's workable the way it's stated, so I would be against this amendment.
Jan, I would like to amend to add an amendment to Bill's amendment, and that is to just for the moment take out the whole part from upon the departure date. The first part I leave in, that upon his departure date that he would be removed. And then that's fine. To take out the May 4th, 2018, just make it upon his departure date. And then in the second paragraph, I would like to take out between the departure date of CFO Sam Agarwal on or before May 4th and the first day of the employment of a new chief financial officer. So I would like to take all of that out and just add on that PNB secretary and foundation officer Janet Coburn be authorized to be a primary signatory. So I would like to just make Janet Coburn a signatory for the time being. In other words, it doesn't depend exactly on when Sam Agarwal leaves, so that we can have her be a signatory, start doing that now. If at whatever point Mr. Agarwal leaves, she will already be a signatory. And the reason I say this and I propose this is because it often takes quite a while to get a new signatory to be on something, so I'd like to get that process started now, and she can be a signatory, and Sam can be a signatory for the time being, but it will be in place. So I'd like to add that additional to Bill's amendment. Thank you.
Chair, this is your second, Janet. This is Janet.
Yes, Madam Secretary.
I would appreciate that in writing, and Bill's, Jan's amendment and Bill's amendment in writing, please.
All right. Thank you. Please send your amendments in writing.
30 seconds time left in this category.
Okay. All right. Could we have an extension of this item for 5 minutes?
So move.
Any a second? Any objections?
Second. I object.
Madam Chair.
Adriana, I'm going to put you on the stack if we get this extended. Okay, so we need to...
Before, Madam Chair, something is with the volume, because I asked long before. Thank you.
No, there's... Well, it's not on this end. Your volume is fine. I've been looking at it the whole time, and it's fine. Hasn't changed. Hasn't been muted anything. So we need what do you want the floor for, Benito?
I just want to comment that it is hard to hear Adriana, and that everyone's voice is much louder than hers.
All right, I'll put her up a little bit. Okay, let me put her up a little bit. Okay, there you go, Adriana. Say something, and Benito, let me know if that's better.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, great. Okay.
My
Bill, I'll second Jan's amendment.
All right. Okay, Bill is going to second the amendment. Okay.
May I have it in writing? Can we have it in writing, Madam Chair?
I just sent it.
Thank you.
May I ask a question? Janet Coburn, do you receive everything that goes to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes.
Okay.
Chair, Mr. Janet, I have a question about...
Yes, Janet.
So I thought this were the, where we're at is there's a motion to extend for the item by five
oh,
minutes.
Right. Sorry, yes.
And I heard Mansoor made that motion, and I thought Bill
seconded
it.
Yeah, right. And thank you. Thank you. Yes. We're in the vote to extend time for 5 minutes.
Madam Chair, just a point of clarification for Jan Goodman. She needs to send the email to the PNB-2018@Pacifica, not just Pacifica.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
PNB.
No.
Am I right, Janet? Janet?
No. PNB, it's PNB@Pacifica.org for the open meeting.
I stand corrected. Thank you.
May I ask a question, Madam Chair? Can you ask a question to Mr. Voorhees if he's receiving what I just sent and what people are sending?
Tom Voorhees, did you receive Jan's? I see your amendment, Jan.
Okay.
Is it Tom?
When did Jan send it?
9:51 Eastern Time.
Chair, this is Janet. May I comment about this?
Can we extend time on this first? Vote on that?
Well, it was about Tom receiving the email.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, all PNB directors are on the PNB.org list, including Tom. So...
Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to vote on whether or not to extend this item for 5 minutes. Any objections?
I already lodged an objection. This is Alex Steinberg.
Okay, Madam Chair, take the vote, please.
Aaron.
Pass.
Kathnave.
Yes.
Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis.
Abstain.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs?
Abstain.
Lark? Dwayne? Can't hear you. Locker?
Pass.
Leon? Yes. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
No.
No. Voorhees.
No.
No. Washington.
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Ken, you passed?
No.
No. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you?
No.
No. Okay. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
Tony abstains. Okay, one moment. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. So this passes.
Okay, so we are extended. We extended for 5 minutes. We are now.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, one second, please. Mansoor, please add 30 seconds to that 5 minutes because we had 30 seconds left on this item.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair, I see the motion here, but it's not clear to me when the PMB secretary will be authorized to be the primary signatory and operator for the account.
Jan, could you answer that question?
Because it's not clear.
Starting now. Starting whenever, you know, it's a process. It takes time to get someone on the account. So it could be starting now. She doesn't have to use it, but it's that we're authorizing her beginning now to be a signatory.
Okay. Okay. My question is, can we clarify because they shall be authorized. Okay. If everybody thinks that is fine, that's okay. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Thank you for your question. Okay. If there's no more discussion, we'll go to a vote on this amendment that Jan sent us, and it is to replace the first paragraph. It's to remove the date, honor before May 4th. And it will just read, upon the departure date of the chief financial officer, and the rest is the same. And then the second paragraph is changed, it removes between the departure date of CFO and the on the first day of the new CFO. There we go. She's going to be authorized. Okay.
Madam Chair, a request for information, Benito.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, can you just or somebody read the amendment? Well, I assume we're voting on the amendment.
Yeah, I'll read the... Right. Okay, Janet, could you read the... Could you have access to the whole amendment?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yes. Wait.
First paragraph.
You asking Janet or Jan?
Or Jan. Jan. Sorry. Jan, go ahead.
First paragraph will read, upon the departure date of the Chief Financial Officer, Shailendra S. Agarwal, Sam Agarwal, who submitted his resignation as CFO, and then the rest of it is the same. Do you need me to read the rest that's already there?
No, just your amendment.
Okay, so that's that. And then the second paragraph, I deleted all of the preliminary part. And it just starts out, the second paragraph just says, PNB Secretary and Foundation Officer Janet Coburn shall be authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions, and it just goes on from there the same as the rest of the original paragraph. And then third paragraph about Tom Livingston remains the same.
Question, Madam Chair.
Yes, Benito, what's your question?
Yeah, so Jan, can you have Jan clarify the thing about when Janet would become the main, is it that she would become a signatory now and the main signatory once the CFO leaves, or does she become the main or one of the main signatories from the jump?
She becomes a signatory. A primary signatory just means you are a signatory. So she is a signatory starting whenever, you know, she gets on. It just says, shall be authorized to be a primary signatory.
So it just means as soon as, you know, she gets signed up, she'll be an authorized signatory. Now, what that means is that, you know, she won't actually have to start signing anything probably until the CFO leaves, but she'll be able to be at whatever point she needs to be starting.
And the real difference between a signatory and a prime signatory.
You know, honestly, I don't know what the primary signatory means as opposed to a secondary signatory. It may mean, if anybody here knows, it could possibly mean that that it's countersigned. So if somebody else in the office, probably two signatures are required. So it might be like the business manager's signature and, you
15
know.
Seconds.
Okay. Chair, this is Janet. May I clarify?
Be able to sign.
Time is up for this category. Madam Chair, time is up for this category.
I've had experience with this several years in a row.
Hold up a second. We had a. Did you count that point of information? That doesn't count towards. I think that does not count towards the time. I'm not sure about that. Mr. Parliamentarian, could you please clarify?
You're absolutely right, Madam Chair. These incidental motions that come up, like point of order and those kinds of things, they have to be settled without time. Request for information, parliamentary inquiry, those things like that. They should not subtract from the time.
I stand corrected. 2 minutes
That's
left.
Okay. That's okay. Thanks for doing your job, Monsieur. Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay. So the way this is written is, or, you know, upon Sam's departure, both myself and Tom Livingston will be primary signatories and operators. And what being a primary signatory means is that you would be able to add people, change people on the bank accounts and on other accounts, and whereas a signatory that cannot do that. Just the signatory. So a primary signatory is like the owner. I don't know if that helps clarify.
And there can be more than one.
Right, but say for a bank account, they would only allow one. So one of the possible primary signatories would be on a bank account as the primary signatory for that particular account.
45 seconds.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start up again. We have 45 seconds is there any more debate on this amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to this amendment? Okay. Hearing no objections, this amendment replaces Bill Crozier's amendment, and that we now need to vote on the motion that Joseph presented as amended by Jan. Are there any objections to the motion as amended by Jan? Hearing no objections, this motion passes. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to the next item, which is 5 minutes. It's on the PNB committee's status. 5 minute update from the PNB secretary on the membership, like an update on the status of the committees. 5 minutes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Janet. You have the floor.
Okay, it'll be much less than 5 minutes. Okay, so the PNB system has been updated for all committees and LSBs and populated for all the PNB standing committees, ad hoc committees with 2018 directors and all station delegates, except the BA for WBAI, whose LSB has yet to do their PNB committee sign-ups elections. So delegate members from that station are carryovers from 2017. We are also waiting for the KPFA LSB to hold another set of elections for their delegate members of the PNB committees. So I sent out with the draft agenda today a spreadsheet with all the members for each committee and LSB. I'm not sure what the status of the task force memberships are, and I hope the governance committee will recommend clarifications on task force membership requirements and terms. Finally, I would like to request that once committees elect their chairs and secretaries, that I be notified by the convener or pro tem chair or secretary and eventually be sent meeting minutes indicating the election. And I'm done. Chair?
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Any questions for... Okay. The next item... is a motion by Alex Steinberg that this item is revisiting KPFA director memberships on the PNB committees due to March 6th court ruling. Alex, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Just present your motion, and then we'll get a second, and then you can motivate, okay?
Okay. The motion reads as follows. Whereas through no fault of his own, Tom Voorhees was disenfranchised between January 25, 2018 and March 6, 2018 from participation in all PNB meetings and activities, including PNB committee signups and elections, be it resolved that immediately upon approval of this motion, Tom Voorhees be given 3 minutes to address the PNB, that if he wishes to be on any PNB committee, he is to state so, that for any of these committees in which there is a KPFA director vacancy, that he immediately become a member, that for any of these committees in which a KPFA director is already a member following the April 5th PNB meeting, an IRV election be held between Tom Voorhees and the current KPFA director member for which the PNB secretary is to make arrangements with teller Terry Goodman, a second ballot recipient, and a timeline for specific dates for ballot distribution, ballot return deadline, public tally, and teller report. And if the results change the current KPFA director committee membership, the new membership goes into effect immediately after the election results are known. That's the motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Catherine, second.
Okay, now, Alex, would you like to motivate your motion?
Okay, yes. The reason behind this motion is to right a wrong that was dealt to Mr. Director Voorhees. Again, it was through no fault of his own, and it actually wasn't through any fault of the PNB either. The PNB was constrained by a temporary restraining order as a result of a suit brought by a member of the KPFA LSB. That suit has now been settled, has been it was dismissed as of March 6th, but unfortunately in the intervening period the Pacifica National Board elected its committee members for PNB committees. So the purpose of this is simply to allow Director Voorhees to have a legitimate opportunity to get on a PNB committee if he so wishes to. That's the motivation. Thank you.
All right. Is there any debate on this? I think it's back. 2-4, 2 against.
Adriana?
Adriana?
You here, four William. Against? Here, Reagan.
William, uh-huh.
Okay, I have a question. I would like Mr. Bort to really take his time to speak, but I don't know if we need to go to a motion saying so, because I believe that the KPFA directors maybe can solve that by themselves without, I don't know. I mean, that is a question. Because maybe we don't need to go through all of this if Mr. Borges and the KPFA directors, you know, can arrive to a solution by themselves, that will be easier. I don't know. It's a question. I don't know. Thank you.
I think that... Mr. Gorey, if this motion is approved, would you want to speak to the PNB?
Yes.
Okay. All right. William, you're next on the stack.
Yes, thank you. I thought I saw a motion earlier, I don't, not today, that KPFA had to redo a lot of elections because they had people on their board that shouldn't have been on the board in the first place. So I don't know what impact that would have on this kind of statement. I think it makes this invalid. I'm not sure. I think they're supposed to redo all their elections on the LSB.
Alex, could you answer that question?
Can I answer that question,
Madam Chair? Could you? Yes, could you please?
Yeah,
thank you.
The status of the KPFA LSB elections has nothing to do with the status of the KPFA directors. The KPFA directors were elected on January 25th, and that election, it was challenged in court, and the final ruling from the court was that the January 25th election was valid, with the caveat that one of the people that was in that election withdrew from the election, and therefore his vote should not have been counted. So Mr. Voorhees, in that ruling, was elected to the Pacifica National Board. And whatever else is going on with the KPFA LSB has no relevance to this particular issue.
Okay. Thank you.
30 seconds.
All
right.
Well, William here, it does for the Committee of Inclusion, definitely. And I think that the PNB should have new STV elections all over again, since there's different people now.
Is that an amendment to this? I mean, do you...
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we have to extend time to debate this. Is there any second to this amendment? First of all,
Madam Chair, may I ask a question about this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, we have a court ruling on the composition of the directors from KPFA. Mm-hmm. Is this amendment supposed to challenge that court ruling?
No, the court said who's on there. This is William. But the PNB should now, since Tom was not among any candidates for any positions and under... that directors are entitled to, there should be new elections. I mean, STV elections. just like as if he was on there all along, but he wasn't. So new STV elections are required.
Well, the motion I'm proposing is for new elections.
IRB where? Between two people? No. At new STV elections for everybody.
You're saying because Tom was not on the board, he didn't get to vote on everybody's elections.
No. Well, besides that, he couldn't have been a candidate for anything. It's both ends. I mean.
All right. So if you could send your motion, your amendment in, is there any second to Williams? You have
second.
To like send it in writing also.
Second.
Well, if that was addressed to me, William, I'm driving, so I can't write it, so I'd appreciate it if somebody else could. But the STV elections I'm talking about are just for the KPFA, not everybody, just KPFA.
This motion is about I'm sorry, Alex, would you like to address that? I'm not real clear on this myself, but...
I'm not clear on it either. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. So we're not clear. We're not clear on how William wants to amend this. So until that time, we can't second it. Okay. So what's your
point of information?
This is William.
One second. Go ahead, Janet. One second, William.
Okay. So. It's my understanding that what William is saying is that the PNB should redo the STV elections for all PNB committees, right? This is about committees, right?
For KPFA. Correct. In fact, that could be the language for a substitute motion.
Which is what I thought the original motion is, but anyway.
Absolutely, I agree.
So, Alex, is that what your original motion says, is that we redo the STV election for the KPFA members of the committees?
No, my motion was to do an IRB election where there is if a position is contested by Mr. Voorhees for a current position that's now occupied by a KPFA director. So that election would be between whoever presently holds that position, and Mr. Voorhees. So that would be an IRB election, not an STV election.
Okay, and I believe, there's only one position, so that means the election would be an IRB. If there were two positions, then it would be an STV, but there's only one director on each committee from each station, so that automatically makes it an IRB election, which is what is in Alex's motion. So your amendment is impossible because there's only one director per committee, and that requires an IRB election, not an STV election. Am I correct in that?
Benito to the stack, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I believe you are correct, Madam Chair.
Okay. Yes, Benito, what do you want the floor for?
Madam Chair, you know, we are out of time with this, and we didn't get an extension on it by 5 minutes.
Right.
5 minutes. I move 5 minutes.
Okay. Could we have a second to extend for 5 minutes?
Hey, Diana.
Okay. Any objections to extending for 5 minutes? Okay. We're extended for 5 minutes. Remember, if we have a request for information or a point of order, stop the clock and wait until that's resolved before you start the clock again. Okay.
Stack, Madam Chair.
Yes. Oh, you want to be on the stack? Okay. All right.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. So I'm ruling that this amendment is out of order because there's no such thing as an STV election for this particular case. And so we'll be going back to a stack for the main motion.
Adriana?
You're on the stack. You have the floor.
No, Madam Chair, I want to challenge your ruling.
Okay. Is there a second?
Why? May I
Is
there a second to challenge your ruling?
Madam Chair, may I have the floor?
There's a challenge to my ruling on this amendment, and we have to deal with that first, and then you can be on the stack.
If I could get on the floor, I might be able to help resolve.
So that would be a request for information. So I recognize your request for information. Go ahead. Stop the clock.
Okay. I'm not going to speak to whether it's a request
for
information.
If you have it there, sir.
But my point is that if I heard William correctly, what he is basically saying, and this is, I think, regardless of whether we can figure out whether or not it should be STV or IRV. I think that's a secondary issue. The issue at hand is whether the competition, if any, should be between Mr. Voorhees and whoever holds the position now, or everyone, all four directors from KPFA. And if we see it like that, then it would seem to me that that is the proper role or the proper road to take. Because if someone was excluded from participating in the election originally, then the votes went down based on who was there. And he wasn't about to compete.
Yeah.
So
8 seconds.
Okay, well, I'll finish the sentence. If we allow elections at all, it should be to start from the jump so that everybody gets to compete on an equal footing. You know, that the way Alex's motion, I would think, maybe I'm incorrect, you know, would give a leg up to those
time.
People that are already there.
Okay, time.
Let's
Thank
make
you.
It easy.
Okay, so... William, would you like to clarify is your amendment more than doing what Alex says with a STV instead of an IRV?
Well, I've been convinced that it probably, since it's only one seat, it would be IRV, but I agree with Benito's position, which I probably was trying to get at, that it should be an IRV election between all four possible
STV
directors. Or it's not just between two people.
Okay, so I have a question. So wouldn't it just be for the people that want to run for that position? If people don't want to run for that, why would you have a vote for them if they don't want to run for that?
Okay, so you'd have to do that process all over again now that
the
composition has changed.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right, so Alex, is that what your motion is saying? I think it's the same. I think you guys are in agreement about what's to be done here.
I think this amendment is a complicated thing. I do not recall that anybody at KPFA, that there was any contest between the KPFA directors for any of the seats. Maybe I'm wrong. Can we ask the KPFA directors if there were any contests?
Madam Chair, when you have a minute, can you give me the floor? I want to say something that makes sense, maybe.
Okay, 1 second. All right.
This is the secretary also. I have a question about...
1 minute.
Where were
okay.
I?
All right. Janet and then Adriana. All right, we're trying to clarify. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so last that I understood, there was a challenge to your ruling. There was no second to that. But all of this,
that followed that. I don't know what it's addressing. I mean, are we talking about the amendment? Is that
okay? So I'm just gonna read this motion again. So Tom Voorhees, I think this might clarify, will be given 3 minutes to address the PNB if this motion passes. That if he wishes to be on any PNB committees, he is to state so, and for any committee in which there is no director, no director on the committee already, that he become that, because there was no one that wanted to be on that committee, and so it's vacant, is what that means. That for any of, so I'll read that again, that for any of these committees in which there is a KPFA director vacancy, that he immediately become a member if he wants to. And that for any of these committees in which a KPFA director is already a member following the April 5th PND meeting and following tonight's meeting, an IRV election will be held between Tom and the current KPFA director member, for which the PNB secretary is to make arrangements with the blah, blah, blah. Okay, so.
Madam Chair,
the question was there any competition between the KPFA directors that are on the committees now? Or
Madam Chair, everybody has the floor but me. May I say something that maybe clarify what is the discussion here and we don't, what anybody understand what the other one is saying?
Yes, Adriana. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. First of all, when you are discussing only one seat, obviously it's an IRB. What we are saying is that because of this situation, and I agree that Director Borges should participate and select where he wants to run. The problem is that this will change the composition. Directors make a decision before the KPFA directors. Now, if some of them are being challenged one by one, it means that it's unfair for them not to select something else. That's why the idea was the four directors, they will decide if they want to run or not in any of those committees. But all of them can think and rearrange where they want to run or not. That is the meaning of allowing everybody. And maybe they don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe we don't need election. That's what I'm trying to say. But it's only fair that we allow all the other directors to say, well, if I lose this seat, or if I don't want to run for this seat, I can run for that other one. You know, that is the reason on this.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, if anybody wants to write that up for William's amendment, please do so now.
I'm driving, Madam Chair. I cannot write.
Is there anybody that can write this up for William? This motion?
Can we simplify?
This amendment?
Can we simplify?
Adriana said she's doing it.
Oh, I thought she said she was driving. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying is we can simplify that and make a new election for all the PNB committees. And that's it.
Okay, I'm going to...
Okay.
All right, so the Alex, your motion bypasses redoing the nominations for the committees, and it just it takes the person who's in the committee and says that Tom would run against that person. So the amendment is to had somewhere in there, let's see.
Open all the PNB committee election from the KPFA directors. Open a nomination and election for all the PNB committees for all the KPFA directors. That's it.
Madam Chair, I'm ready.
One second, please. Okay. Go ahead, Alex.
Can you ask the KPFA directors that are here whether they think that makes any sense?
Well, we're missing one of them, so...
I can speak to it, I believe.
Okay. Chris, go ahead. Chris, yeah. Corey.
So most of these elections were not contested. We have vote counts if you want to look into any of that. I don't really have any objection to Mr. Voorhees submitting his nomination to any committees that were left open, of course. I mean, that would be silly. But there were many cases, I'd say at least half of them, where there was only one nominee and nobody else, you know. In fact, it took a little bit of arm twisting to get a couple of members to even run for certain seats on certain committees. So I don't think that there were that many contested elections. I don't think anything was close enough to merit like
renominating,
correct. But like I say, all those votes were tabulated, and I believe we have the results somewhere. And if the secretary or somebody else wants to examine that, I don't see any reason why she shouldn't. I think that you know, other than Mr. Voorhees running for open seats, the results would. I think it's wasting the LSB's time to go through that process again.
So you're suggesting that the people that are on the committee that nominated or accepted the nomination, those are the committees that they want, and it's not going to change. They're not going to be any other difference if you go through the nomination again.
Exactly. Now, you know, like I say, if Mr. Voorhees wants to, I'm sure he can speak to this himself. If he wants to contest any of those things, he's welcome to. But the votes were very lopsided at the LSB.
Well, this is actually the PNB voting on directors,
okay.
not the LSB.
I just wanted to clarify at the local level that there wasn't really much contestation. So I'm not sure what the process. Okay, go ahead.
We're not talking local level. We're talking at the PNB level.
That's fine. Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Yes,
Benito.
Yeah, I'm writing up the motion, and I would just like to say that
you're writing up the amendment.
Yeah, the amendment. I'd rather speak.
Okay.
And that I think the essential difference is that Alex's original motion forces Mr. Voorhees to compete with the current office or committee holders, whereas Williams. A motion would have start from all over again, start everything again, so that everybody can compete on an equal footing. You know, I heard what Mr. Voorhees just said, but that doesn't, you know, speak to the equity that should be at the top of our minds. If you're going to add a new element into the story, then everyone needs to be able to recalibrate and consider again what makes sense. What made sense on January or whenever it was, February 26th or whenever it was, does not necessarily make sense now that you have a new player in the game. So let them figure it out, but, you know.
Okay, so would you please send me the maintenance?
Yeah, I'll have it in a second.
Okay.
Sarah, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Sabrina to the stack. So I do not see an amendment from William, and so the whatever Benito is going to send, is that going to be, you know, William was the one who made the move the amendment.
No. I'll tell you. I asked for someone to help William write his amendment, and Benito volunteered. And that's what's happened. So Benito continued to write the amendment for William. Okay.
Sabrina, to back, Madam Chair.
Yes, Sabrina.
Okay. May I ask a question of Mr. Steinberg about his motion?
Yes.
Alice? Okay. Yeah, so what you're basically saying with your motion is that Mr. Voorhees should be able to be on any committee of his choosing, correct? Alan?
What was the question? Can you repeat that?
You're saying with your motion that Mr. Voorhees should be able to be on any committee of his choosing, correct? That's the way I read it.
No, I'm saying if he wishes to be on a committee where there is currently a vacancy of a KPFA director, then he could fill that vacancy. If he wants to be on a committee that is currently occupied by a KPFA director, then there should be an election between Mr. Voorhees and the current occupant of that committee to determine who the proper KPFA director should be for that committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And William's amendment says that that it should open up if Tom wants to be on any committee, that we should open up the nominations again for all the committees, and then it should start from scratch for the KPFA. And have new nominations, and then have a new vote. So, Alex's main motion.
Benito sent it.
Okay.
Benito sent his.
Oh, Benito sent it. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I need to make a correction.
Madam Chair, it's Sabrina.
Yes, Sabrina.
Okay. So instead of having to go through all of the re-voting rigmarole, why don't we just ask Mr. Voorhees which committees he would like to be on, and then, you know, if there's a contested seat, then we can have that KPFA director seat the position from that committee.